All right, so I'm just gonna call Connor up here real quick, and then we'll see. Boop, 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 boop. Hey, Connor, how's it going?
Hey, Nathan, how's it's going? You know, life.
Yeah,
it's something.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call and like check up on you, see how you're doing.
I mean, it's definitely been a minute. You know, life gets crazy.
I understand.
That, you know.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I've just been sitting here in my closet, waiting for a call.
You've been waiting for a call.
Yeah. Well. The call. Like the call.
I'm confused.
Like you know how when you guys did your own thing. You kept. I guess I'm not. I don't hold any feelings. Okay. I understand. It was a business decision.
It was.
Okay.
It was.
But I did you not get, I sent in an audition tape for you guys to consider.
You know, I remember reviewing said tape.
Oh, you did get
honestly,
it.
Yeah. And honestly, I was kind of disappointed in the performance. I know you could bring a lot more to the table. Yeah. But then, you know.
I thought that was some of my best. So I was sort of just waiting
honestly,
for the email back from that. Because I got a couple of big wigs on the line over here waiting to star me in their new hit podcast. But I was sort of holding out, you know.
Yeah, so you see, at first we went in a different direction. You, of course, I'm not even sure. Did it get posted? Yeah, you said they all got posted.
Yeah.
You know, we went with the one with the most views. A Mr. Noah Stahl.
Sure.
We called him up.
Naturally.
He signed with a different...
Oh.
Yeah, he signed. He's joining Joe Rogan right now, you know.
Okay. See now that one, that podcast is actually iconic for not having a specific co-host, but he managed to get that position.
Well, you know, he kind of co-stars with Joe Rogan.
Okay.
It's like him and Joe Rogan, and then they bring in a random guest every week.
See now, I was wondering why it got changed in my feed to the Joe Rogan and Noah Stahl experience.
Yeah,
and I was like,
then,
is that a picture of my friend? Surely
we went
not.
With option number two,
naturally.
My sister.
Uh-huh.
And
she's right there.
Yeah, you know, and then she said no. So she was like, I could think of a million better things to do. And I was like, ouch, okay.
You know, I can imagine it right now. I'm either just like, I would, but I really do have to go hang out with my boyfriend right now. Like,
yeah, she does that a lot. So then we went with the last option, Wyatt Mason.
Oh, yeah.
And,
he was good.
You know, he was really eager at first.
Uh-huh.
But then, we shot a couple podcasts with him.
Yep.
And I just wasn't really feeling the
chemistry wasn't there, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. There was some kind of friction going on. And we decided, you know, we wanted to keep it.
Oh.
Wanted to keep friends, so we decided to part ways. Those
have you
never
tried,
got aired.
Have you tried, like, WD-40?
What's that?
For all that friction. See, now this is what you're missing out on. Actually, my audition tape was, like, 50 jokes like that in a row where I asked and responded to my own prompts. And I can't believe you didn't like it.
Yeah, but then, you know, time went on. Faith, she's just become a full-time full-time employee at two different places. So she works
in Hollywood.
Like 40 to 50 hours a week. Yeah.
Making movies.
Yeah. And
You know, she sent me a promo the other day that was puzzling. And it was this big poster. And right, like all the special effects stuff, explosions in the background. She was right there with actually who was it? Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, it was I know.
The Ryan Reynolds?
Like the no, his well, okay, his brother. But Brian Reynolds. So it was Brian Reynolds. Not as big of a pull.
That makes way more sense.
But still, he's got the face for it. And And it was just them.
Is he also an owner of Mint Mobile? I forget whatever the thing that I see all the Ryan Reynolds ads for. But
so he actually owns a very big competitor of Mint Mobile called, I think it's called Spearmint Mobile. And I think there is a lawsuit going on because of this.
That would make sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. But that's, you know what? That's besides the point. Is I got this. She just sent me, no context, nothing. She just sent me this poster, and it had the face doll Brian Reynolds on, and you know, written in the top corners, and at the bottom for the title, it just said in big letters "Squirrel King," and I was like, I don't know what to do with that.
Huh? That's really interesting.
I don't know what the plot would be for that. And they were just by explosions and fancy cars. So maybe it's like a metaphor?
I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
You know, I just looked it up on IMDb and it actually is a Steven Spielberg film. So it's got to be like a societal metaphor.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. That tracks. But so this is going back to the reason why Faith has been sort of busy recently.
Oh, yeah. So then, you know, it was just me for a while. And
did you report?
It's kind of hard.
Did you record some solo podcasts?
Yeah. But then, you know, after about episode 3. I remembered Tippy Toes.
I was about to say that you couldn't name it Tippy Toes because I already had that one.
And I was like, man, that did not go well.
Hey,
so
I have plural downloads on that. I think I don't even know if I still have the app that I made that with, to be honest.
That, oh my goodness, I remember just raging. I think it was to Faith or something when we hadn't recorded in I don't know how long. And then you just drop your own like solo podcast. I have to be like, yeah, guys, I just can't do it tonight. And then like that comes out. I was like, are you freaking serious?
I forgot about that. I was inspired. God.
But yeah, and then, you know, I realized that didn't work out. And then
327 plays for that. Not too bad, you know, not too shabby.
Yeah, but how many times was it just you replaying it?
Only 326. That's what I listen to actually every night to go to sleep. It's just myself explaining the term Shanghaiing and its various roots.
Instead of like white noises or...
I just listen to myself explain various historical things. Actually, only the one. There was only ever the one episode. You know, okay, maybe Tippy Toes wasn't meant to be in that form, but it's going to be something someday, right? With a name like that, you can't just... It's got to be something, man. There's something there, you know?
But anyways, yeah, I feel bad. You know, I haven't really been able to produce much content for the C podcast, but...
Yeah, you know, and the weird thing was is that you have sent me things to edit... But one of them was just a 14-hour video of you sleeping. And you sent me, let me see, I think the quote was, there's got to be something in there somewhere. And
listen, man,
I didn't have the time. I didn't have the time to sift through.
But yeah, you know, I've seen lots of videos. Not lots, I guess. It was just this one YouTuber. He did it twice where he did a live stream of him sleeping. And you could, you know, play... music and stuff in the live stream for like $20 or something.
Oh, okay. So all the trolls get in there, play a real, real spicy tune, wake them up. Is that the game?
Yeah. You know, he made like $5,000 and like $7,000 those nights.
That's
and I thought to myself,
a lot more than I make when I sleep.
What am I doing wrong with my life if I'm not just getting paid to sleep and being tortured at the same time?
Yeah, so actually, I forgot there was a second incident. This one's actually 15 hours. You're getting some quality time in there. And it was just another video with the message content? ? I think you were searching at that point for something.
Yeah, you know, I hit pretty low in life, and, you know, it's I'm struggling out here to make a buck, you know? Life's
tough. You've just been searching for podcast glory all this time.
You're right.
You want to know what's happening right now, Connor?
What's happening?
This is the C
and
podcast. It's what we've been doing the whole time. I gotcha.
I feel bamboozled.
So, you know, I knew how lonely you were, and so I thought if I could only trick you into realizing that all you needed to do was come home, man. This is where it started. This is where it all began.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? You're right. We should make a podcast.
What should we call it, though?
What? Hear me out.
Okay.
What if we keep it? We switch it back to the original name, all right? You know, there's the C&M podcast, and then, you know, we thought about changing it for a little bit after Faith joined, but then we did it.
Uh-huh.
And then after we kicked you out,
uh-huh,
it became the C&F podcast.
Still hurts. Yep.
It just had to be done at the time. You know, you're a little too power crazy.
I don't think that made me less power crazy. If you've actually listened to those episodes, I'm pretty much just straight narrating all the way through them.
Yeah, I don't know if you realize. I don't think most of the time I don't listen to the show.
Have you ever listened to our podcast, Connor? It's kind of entertaining.
Sometimes I have, yes. It's been a minute.
I've like mostly with family, like my mom. Sometimes I would listen to it with her, and I'm like, we're kind of funny a little bit.
I listened to it with my mom one time in the car.
Yeah,
but I forget what episode it was. But we were like, if you listen to the show, send us a pineapple. And then like, I had my cousin just send me a pineapple. Like, I was like, what?
We set ourselves up for that one so good. My friend did it too, and I was so confused.
You know Dan Morris? He sent me a freaking pineapple. It was like a decked out like Christmas lights and everything pineapple. I was like, what? Why?
Wait, like an actual picture of a real pineapple?
No, just a picture of a pineapple.
Oh, dude. What a legend.
I was so confused, and he was like, I listened to the show, and I was like, I've totally forgot about
I think
that.
We called it in the episode, like, we're going to be so confused when this happens, but I want to see
oh,
it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
That's so funny.
When we record this, you know, we connect through Messenger and then get on a call. What if, you know, at the end of every episode, it was just bonus content of all the things I say when we disconnect?
Has it been entertaining? You just slip seamlessly right into your tight five stand-up routine every time is what happened. You know,
I don't know what we kind of usually aim for time-wise, but imagine if it's just like a 30-minute long podcast, but it was like 50 minutes long because there's an extra 20 minutes of just
just kind of talking to himself.
Oh my
now
goodness,
I'm going to list my favorite Pokemon's Bulbasaur.
Squirtle, Charmander.
Mr. Mime.
I do know
is
a
that
lot
it?
Of Pokemon,
Mr. Mime?
No, it's not the time.
That doesn't feel right. Oh, he's gone again. He's gone again, folks. We're getting more content actively. Getting more content for the end of the episode. That's exciting.
Oh, you're back.
We're back.
Yay.
It's okay. I don't remember what we were talking about, but that's fine. It probably wasn't that...
It wasn't that important.
Important, yeah. Yeah.
He used the word hoot, so...
Oh, no. Connor, again. We talked about this. We talked about this when it came to be that every time you described something, you would knee-jerkly say that it was a hoot.
And it's a hoot, Connor, mate.
You have to stop. When what's with the Australian accent, man? You don't even...
Oh, no.
I don't think you grasp it. I think you have a problem.
But yeah,
you know what's cool?
What's cool?
I actually know an Australian person now.
Really?
Yeah.
Crocodile Dundee, that's crazy. I
that's the only way I talk to her ever.
I mean, I feel like that's I think that's the only acceptable way to talk to her, so.
I say, oi, mate!
Oi.
No, I'm not being too loud. Shut up, microphone. He got mad at me. I say, oi, mate, how's the crocodile doing? I got your machete.
That's such like a fancy little thing that like holds your mic for you. It looks cool.
I know. It's nice. That's all such a random thing. It's like an arm.
All I have is, you know, the mic stand that came with it.
Yeah. You know, I bought a fancy pack that came with this plus the microphone.
Mm.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you just trying to distract me from my amazing Australian accent?
No.
Okay, well, having a friend, she's in my class and in my major, okay? So having a friend who's Australian creates some pretty beautiful moments when you find out those little cultural differences. Because yeah. She'll just say something, and we'll all look at her like, what in the world are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I was in class with her, and I was sitting next to her, and mm-hmm. we were in a lecture hall that had these nice seats, and it was like class was about to start, and she just, like, was looking down under her seat, down under, I didn't say that at the time. I only now just thought of it. Like, because she was getting something from her bag or something. But she was looking uh-huh. underneath her seat. And she was like, hey, there's a PowerPoint down here.
What?
I was like, is someone giving a tiny little presentation down there? What are you talking about? And she's like, no, there's a PowerPoint. And I look, and it's an outlet.
Oh my goodness.
She's talking about an outlet. Because apparently,
I mean,
in Australia,
she's not wrong, though. That is a point of power.
But
maybe
I'm
that's
like,
how we should be referring to it, though. That makes
I
a
don't
lot
know.
Of sense.
But then I was like, what do you guys do in school when a teacher is just like, do you have your PowerPoints ready? And all the students are just like, I think they're already in their wall, like right there. Like, why do we have to get them ready? Like, oh my goodness. So that was amusing.
Sounds like it.
Little things like that. And you know, Connor, I like that class.
What,
I like that
what
class,
class is
especially
it?
Well. It's a Bible class, and
oh.
I like it because it starts at 9:30 instead of 9 o'clock. Okay.
A.M.
And well, yes, A.M. Not P.M.
Ew. Ew.
I know it's kind of early, and I like it because that sweet, sweet little space
30 minutes?
There. That little 30 minutes tuck away, put it in my pocket.
It makes a lot of difference.
It makes a lot of difference, okay? And it ends up being 10 more minutes of sleep, 10 more minutes to get ready, and then those last 10, oh, those beautiful last 10 minutes are what I use to stop by the little tiny mini coffee shop right next to it, mm-hmm. get myself a cup of coffee, and then go into class. And oh my goodness, it's so refreshing.
It sounds pretty nice.
But it is, but I'm afraid I've gotten a bit, as my friend would say, a bit snobby.
But
that's actually a direct
surprise.
Quotation. I'm just going to come as a
I
surprise
could see
for
that
you.
Coming from you, you know.
But I've become a bit of a coffee aficionado, you know.
Oh, of course, of course.
Ever since I got that K-cup full of Fruit Loops coffee. It's just like, you know, I can't go back.
You can't go back.
So I actually have to have them make it special. I come in, I eat the Fruit Loops beforehand, and then just give
wow.
them extra.
Wow. What a waste of time, man. You could just have them together.
I give them the milk to, like, steam and froth up and put on my latte. And then, you know, I have to bring my own mini box to crush it up on the top and make that little garnish?
Garnish. There you go.
Okay, that was a lie. I don't know where that came from.
No, I
just
I
like
agree,
the idea
man.
Of
I had my
coffee.
I had my professor. She pushed back our 6 p.m. start time to 6:15. And man,
nice.
Does 15 Woo. Minutes make a world of difference, man? It makes so me like much. Feel like I have time to like go to the bathroom.
I thought like, you were gonna say go to the beach. I was like, Connor, do you know how far you live from any beach?
Well, so is the class I had on Wednesdays. I also have class from 4:30 to technically to 6. So like it mm-hmm. was tight trying to, you know, make that work. But then she, you know, pushed okay. it back. So, you know, you have time to go to the bathroom, grab, you know, something from like a vending machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was a nice experience.
Get yourself a nice tropical punch, which you may at that point you may as well be at the beach. So I think that's
exactly,
what you were
exactly
going for. But actually, for real this time, in my coffee, so you know, this summer I made the switch to black coffee. Because it's healthier. It, yes. It's oh, that reminds me of a really funny story about black coffee. So I have this friend who I've acquired recently because my guy friend got a girlfriend, which is a fun way to make friends.
Yeah.
I've learned. and so he got a girlfriend, and so I've seen her around and hung out with her. And she told the story because I was talking about how I drink black coffee because, you know, the favorite pastime of anyone who drinks black coffee is telling other people that they drink
black coffee. Yeah.
And then pretending that makes them better than them, which, you know, it does. But
well, I'm better than everyone because I don't drink coffee, period, because it's okay. It doesn't taste that good.
Okay.
I drink.
Man, your standards are so high.
I drink that, only the purest water.
Triple purified through the rainforest kind of man.
And then put into a plastic bottle.
for your drinking pleasure. You know, if the bleach and the little bit of plastic residue it doesn't seep into your water, then you know what are you even drinking?
Exactly, man.
May as well be drinking a tree. Anyway, what I was saying is that I was talking about drinking black coffee in front of to my friends while we were all hanging out, and she was like, "Well, yeah, I drink black coffee too, but it's kind of a funny story why." And I was like, I would love to hear why. That's another thing we like to do as black coffee drinkers is discuss other black coffee drinkers' journey to black coffee, right? It's like how you got there.
I see.
And so she was like, "Well, my friends took me on this camping trip once, and I wasn't really friends with any of them at the time." And I was like, first of all, that sounds terrifying. imagine going on a camping trip and like not knowing anybody on that camping trip.
Yeah. That sounds horrible.
That sounds like the scary. I went on a camping trip once where I knew everyone there very well, and it was already miserable.
Listen, man. Listen, that was an okay time.
That was so bad, Connor.
I
woke up. I woke up in a pool of water.
Okay. Did too. Most of my stuff was like ruined, man. Remember, we slept
so
in like the truck.
Much of my stuff was ruined.
Listen, you got to think about the highlights. Like playing.
Like when I gashed my knee open trying to ride the bike.
Listen, that was a self-inflicted injury. You did that to yourself.
Okay, that one's fair.
You picked a crappy bike, man. That one's on you.
I got stuck with a crappy bike. Let's be fair about that.
Dude, mine didn't even change gears. I was so far behind everyone else. Everyone's like, I'm like...
That was the best because we just borrowed a bunch of bikes from our one friend. And like the way their family works, they have like 8 kids. And so the oldest kid's bike is like actually in working order, but as soon as that bike breaks, it gets passed down the line to the, and it just keeps going as a chain until the youngest kid has this bike that doesn't even move, and they like just sit on it because it's fun. Oh my goodness. So that's the bikes we had.
But you have to think about the good times. Like when we tried to convince everyone to go to the mall and they were like, no. And then they look back at it and they're like, man, we should have went to the mall. I was like, I told you guys.
Oh my gosh. That was the worst. Next guy trip, we are going shopping.
Oh, Nathan, we kind of went on one this summer and I think I opened up their eyes.
You went on a guy trip this summer?
Yeah, you weren't available.
With how
it was
me?
Like right. Yeah, we went up to we went and visited Lansing.
What?
I don't think you were there.
I wasn't
yeah, I
there
think
for
it was
that?
Just
Connor.
Were you?
I was the one who like caused that trip.
I was the one Remember, who said we should go to Lansing.
Well, I said
you were there. Oh my goodness, I feel so bad. That's how we ended
oh
up at the
gosh.
That's how we ended up at the one restaurant that no one wanted to go to, freaking Olga's.
Oh my God. I remember Olga's.
That was such a bad experience, man. Oh my God.
Didn't they have good food or something?
Not that me and Levi were going to like. I can't even remember.
Oh,
it was
we
like
didn't even eat there. We just waited for like, we waited
were
for like 30 minutes in line. And I was like,
I was like, guys, we should just go.
And we're going to love eating ourselves some Olga's.
We freaking went to like Band Express.
Which I think we all could have agreed on before.
That was such a good trip, though.
I don't know why I thought eating at Olga's was a good idea.
I don't know either, man. That was such a
bad idea.
We
just couldn't agree on anything. And I was like, you know what you do? It's like the word you say when you don't know what to say, which is super fat because, you know, it's like the place you go when you don't know where to go is got to be Olga's, man. Right? Like, that's.
Yeah. But do you remember, like, Levi was like, oh, yeah, we should totally do something like this next time. This is so much
better. Yeah, yeah. Because we went to a mall, and we stopped at Barnes & Noble, and we got books. Anyway, we're like three stories deep on the
story. Oh, yeah, let's go back to the camping trip, because that was rough. But, okay.
No, actually, excuse me, four stories deep, because there's the camping trip. There's a Lansing trip, which came from the camping trip, which came from my friend's camping trip, which came from my own coffee experience. But it's fine. We're back. We're back to the kit. Someone make a flow chart of this, please, so we can. You know what? I feel like this episode needs to come with the listener's guide. But anyway, we're talking about our camping trip. We didn't go shopping. We regretted
it. So here's how the camp. I personally had only gone camping like one time in my life. And when I went camping, we didn't spend a whole lot of time on the campground because
that's a strategy.
Listen,
as little time outdoors.
We went to like the movie theater because it's hot out there, yeah. And no one actually wants to be out. You cook the s'mores,
and then you're done.
And then you're
done. And then you go to sleep, and then. Okay, no, but our friends had a different idea, which was to be out in nature. Ugh, I know. So the first night, we go to sleep, and we're like...
Everything's okay, I guess.
The forecast isn't looking great for tomorrow morning, but it's fine, because we all have, like, rain guards.
We put, like, tarps down underneath
which
the tents.
Which is a generous name.
It did not work.
We all put the tarps over our tents, and then Connor and I just, because we're sharing a tent, because we both shared a tent and a healthy disdain for what we were doing. And so we wake up, and right next to both of us is a gigantic pool of water, which is also
like
where all my stuff is sitting.
My phone is like completely submerged. So is like the case for my AirPods. I have like one AirPod in, one is like almost in the water. My backpack is just having water like being poured on top of it. I was like,
I may have even woken up to like the like Chinese water torture, a drip falling on my forehead like every 30 seconds. It was bad. My charging case was in there. My notebook that I brought was like completely ruined. Like so much stuff.
I had a bunch of like games in my backpack that like got a bunch of water damage on them.
This charging brick, it's like a blue brick. I've used it for a long time. Like it still works, but I swear it doesn't charge as good anymore. You know?
Yeah.
I think it kind of got ruined by that. Anyway, so complete vibe killer for us, I think, was that experience. And
you know,
then
I had
like,
fun.
It's fine, guys.
Everyone's like, it's fine. I was like, we got to go get breakfast somewhere.
Is it?
Because I'm
is
not.
Is it fine?
I'm not doing this.
Also, like, I was like, no, I think this is what it was, is that they wanted to, I think we ate breakfast there. Did we not?
No, we went to, I was like, guys, we're going either to like McDonald's. There's this local bakery nearby. And we went to the local bakery.
I remember that. But the other thing, I think they were very hesitant to go eat somewhere, but I had already very badly injured myself. No, it was the palm of my hand. That's what I injured. I scuffed my knee, but I really gashed the palm of my hand.
Yeah, and you guys made like a trip to Walmart the day before.
Yeah. That was the thing in the morning. No. It wasn't the day before. The first day we got there, I messed up my hand. I was like, it's fine, probably. We didn't have any bandages, because who would bring that on a camping trip? But then I woke up that morning, and I was in so much pain, because my hand was not... I'm not going to describe it in detail, but it was not a pretty picture.
Oh, my goodness. And do you remember I cleaned like, Levi's arm out? That thing was nasty, dude.
Oh. That's a whole other deal.
Yeah, we don't need to go into that.
Guys, I need to go and get medicine and bandages because I am in a lot of pain. And they're like, I guess that's a good enough reason to go to Walmart. And I'm like, you think? And anyway, so we went to Walmart and I bandaged up my hand, took a lot of aspirin, and then I think that's when we went to the bakery, which was good,
yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Oh my god, I got like a loaf of bread or something. But it was during that like...
You did get a loaf of bread, I remember.
Yeah, it was so good.
Like, Connor, why do you want a loaf of bread?
Bro, I do not regret that decision.
Okay. Well, that's what counts.
That loaf of bread was smack.
And then they probably were just like, we should just go back. I think we were wanting to stop places to shop.
I think we convinced them to go to like... Five Below or something.
We went to Five Below. Yeah, that was disappointing as always.
Because it was like still raining out, and they were like, "Well, we should head back." I was like, "No,
let's wait." Do you see the sky right now?
I think we got.
Does this look like camping weather?
I think we stopped at McDonald's to grab like something to eat for lunch because everything was just gonna be soaked when we got back.
Yeah, and then we got back and things got bad, Connor. It got real bad.
Do you remember
trying
to dry our tent out with like
yes.
a kerosene like lantern or something? Levi's like, guys, it emits heat. And I was like, okay.
You know what else it emits? Fire. It emits some fire, like a little bit of fire. Yeah. So we had like a tarp that we could actually stay under, and we put the picnic table under that, and we had a dry area. But when it came time to sleep, all of our sleeping bags were still super soaked. So we like built
this is
a
when
stick
I had the genius idea to put them to over build, the fire.
We built a stick teepee to like roast basically roast our sleeping bags and pillows. I still have scorch marks on my pillow.
That's what I'm saying. So I know some of them caught on fire. That was...
Well, it didn't explicitly catch on fire, but it got pretty close.
It burnt a couple pieces.
And so it basically made them very warm, but not dry. They were still very damp by the end. And we tried for a long time.
Mine
like
was
a long time.
Okay by the time we went to go to sleep.
So then we went to go to sleep, and we're in our tent, and...
I mean, I remember we spent the most time on ours because we cared the most.
Yeah. They were just like, it's good enough, and then went to sleep on moist, I'll use the word moist because it's appropriate, on moist sleeping bags. And we went and we tried and we laid down on our stuff, and I think we both came to the conclusion this is not going to work.
Our tent was still like wet, and I was like,
our tent was still wet. It was doing that thing where it sweats on the inside of the walls. The ground was wet. Everything
was
wet.
Life was
pain.
It was not a good time.
So then we had the genius idea. Instead of staying in our tent, we were going to go up and sleep in the car.
Yeah, and it was in a car. It was a nice
It was like a truck. Yeah. With like the back three seats. Mm-hmm, you were up in the front. I was in the back. I was chilling. Kind of cramped, but not wet. I was very dry.
Same here.
That was good. And you know what? It was a pretty good night's sleep.
It was. I remember.
I cannot complain.
Sleeping fine.
But you know what? I don't know. I think I told you this in retrospect. But so I woke up the next morning. Caw, 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 birds singing. The sun gleaming over the glistening meadows. Other words. And I hear you going. Pardon me for having to make you hear that. But that you were breathing. I'm getting dizzy just breathing like that. You were breathing so hard. And I like self-assess, and I was like, I'm breathing really hard too. And then I realized that we were in an enclosed vehicle with no air vents for 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep. And then I was like, I bet there's not tons of oxygen left in here. Oh my God. So then I tried to, without waking you up, open the door and like fan the air out and kind of disperse it. And at that point, you started breathing more slowly again. And I was like, that was probably a really bad idea.
You probably saved my life that day, Nathan.
I probably did. Oh my goodness. But like the thing is, if we would have opened the window, there would have been so many mosquitoes in there.
Oh my gosh, I had so many mosquito bites.
So like, was it worth the near-death experience to get the decent night of sleep? I think,
yes.
Maybe it was.
Way better than that freaking tent, man. Oh my god.
But I told my mom about that. And she was like, you think there's no oxygen in there? I was like, I didn't think about it, Mom, you know? My mother
in a tight situation,
like,
man.
You are so dumb. I definitely would have taken oxygen deprivation over moist bedding material.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That then, like, led me to being like, if we do this again, like, camping, okay, but I'm not, no tents. We're getting a cabin.
No tents. We need a cabin.
And, you know, we're spending very little time on the actual campground. We're going to go out. Because you know what the best
shopping.
Part of that camping trip was? When we
the
went
shopping.
To Traverse City. Oh, my goodness.
That I forgot we did that. That was by far
the best time. The trip wasn't overall terrible because we went to Traverse City.
I forgot about that. Traverse City was awesome, dude.
You know what? As I'm talking about Traverse City, I'm thinking we have probably shared this story on this podcast before.
Well, you know what? New year, new podcast stories that are the same. Hey, I think you're probably right. But if it's been so long that we can't remember it, our audience will probably think the same thing. So if you would allow me to take a step back in the meta narrative and go back to my friend's camping story, which is where we started
like
this journey
idea.
20 minutes ago. So she was telling the story to us about how she got into drinking black coffee. And she was like, yeah, so I went, and she was very casual about this because this is how she tells the story, which I think made it funny. She was like, yeah, so, you know, I went on a camping trip with like no one I knew. And we woke up every morning and we woke up at like 5:30 because that was when this girl in our group would make like fresh bacon. And that was pretty cool. So you just woke up and you got fresh bacon. And then like I wanted something to drink and she had made coffee. And so she gave my friend some coffee and then said maybe she asked if there was anything to put in it.
Yeah,
and then
like
her friend said, I'm not going to baby you. Drink it black.
Dang, that is
I was like, that's so savage. And she was like, yeah, so I drink black coffee now. I was like,
especially
dang.
When it's just like a complete stranger that like you've never met before.
I think she kind of knew her, but yeah, it was not a great acquaintance by that point. I think she's very good friends with all these people now, mostly because of that experience. But imagine being so savage as to be like, do you want to find the cream and sugar in the baby aisle, or do you want to drink with the adults?
Dang.
I could prepare some warm milk for you if you would like that better.
I would have been like, yes, please give me the warm milk.
Yeah. So that's how my friend got into drinking black coffee.
Dude, that's got to be
and
maybe one of the best ways when you're just kind of forced to, you know?
When you're literally forced to because there's no other option. Talk about peer pressure, man.
For sure.
That's pretty brutal. So to take one step further back to where we started, which is me getting coffee before my Tuesday and Thursday class.
Oh,
and
yeah. You now drink black coffee.
So I've gone to drinking iced Americanos.
Iced Americanos.
Yep, and that's pretty much the end of that story.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we finally got there. No, there's a little bit more. So I played around with a couple different coffee drinks, and I remembered Faith say something about Americano. So I was like, I'll try it. And then, you know, I had a hot one, and I was like, this is good. But also, it's kind of warm in this classroom, and I'm kind of dying of sweat right now. So maybe let's not do that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I got an iced Americano, and I got a large one, which has 3 shots of espresso. All right? An Americano is just
that
espresso.
That seems like a lot of espresso.
It is a little bit. It's just espresso and water, okay? And you mm-hmm. can put different stuff in if you want to, if you're a baby. But, you know, I just take it straight. Take it black, you know? So 3 shots of espresso mixed with water. And I got it, and I got it iced, and I took a sip, and I was like, I'm home. This is me. This is my stop.
I mean, it is an Americano, a.k.a. America.
I don't know if that's where that comes from or what you were trying to say by saying that or pointing that out, but I appreciate the input.
No problem.
But
you know, I try.
The worst coffee experience. So I do that every Tuesday and Thursday if I possibly can.
Yeah.
So uh-huh. One day I strolled up to this little coffee shop and I went in. I was like, you know me, you know what I'm gonna get. I want myself a large iced Americano. And then I see my friend Alexa behind me, and I was like, hey Alexa. Alexa's cool.
You're like, hey and, Alexa, what's the weather today?
No, Connie can't say that. She hates that.
I know
because she came and did something with our choir once to like, because she plays viola, and it's a huge choir with like 100 people in it. And
oh, that's pretty dope.
The director was like, this is our friend Alexa who's going to join us. And then this one kid just kept screaming out of the middle of the group, hey Alexa questions. And I was like, dude, is that necessary? She was like, I've never felt so harassed.
Be like, hey Alexa, play some smooth jazz.
Because she heard it and she was like, haha, very funny. You know, because she must get that a lot. And then he just continued for like 2 minutes before we started singing, just screaming Alexa questions at her. And I was be like, come on, guy, that's not cool. and then.
It's not cool, but it's really funny.
It wasn't, though. Like, at that point, we were all like, come on, guy. Come on, man. But apparently, later, I was talking to Alexa, maybe at this very time, and she was like, yeah, so I was just walking down the street, and this guy saw me and just started screaming questions at me again. Just as she was walking down the sidewalk trying to get to a class, he was like,
that
hey,
is
Alexa, what's the diameter of the earth?
Okay, now that is pretty terrible. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, come on, man. Oh, my goodness. So that's my friend Alexa. And she came up behind me and she was like, I would like a caramel macchiato or something like that. It was a drink with caramel in it. And so, you know, a few moments later, the barista's making like 3 drinks at a time because he's making my drink, he's making her drink, and then he's making himself a drink. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's making all these drinks, and I get my drink, I grab my stuff, and then he hands Alexa her
caramel thingy.
Caramel thingy. And he was like,
caramel frappuccino.
Oh. And he gets this look on his face like, oh, wait a minute. And he was like, where did I put the caramel? And he's looking at his drink, and he was like, okay, taste that, see if that's normal. So she's drinking it, and she's like, I think it's normal. I don't know. Like, she's not one to make a big deal out of things if someone messes something up, right? So she's like, I think it's good. And he's drinking his drink. He was like, where did I put the caramel? Is it in here?
Oh, no.
And she's like, I think there's caramel in there. I don't think she thought there was caramel in there, but it's fine. Yeah. And we're all like, and he's like, okay, I can make you a new one if it's bad or different. And I was like, okay, I respect that. And she was like, no, it's fine, it's fine. And then we walk out, and she was like, yeah, there's definitely something wrong with my drink. There's no caramel in here. And then I take a sip of my iced Americano black water and espresso. I taste the most disgusting gulp of caramel syrup I've ever had in my entire life. And when I tell you the worst thing you could possibly put into an iced black Americano is just like three pumps of caramel. It was so bad, Connor. It was so bad. Oh, my goodness.
That sounds pretty horrible.
But at that point, it was like 2 minutes till our class started, so I couldn't go back and have him fix it, even though I'm sure he would have. And so
did you just throw it away?
Like, no, I was like, this hurts me to drink, but there's three shots of espresso in there, and I'm tired.
No, you actually drank it?
So I drank the whole thing. God,
oh my God.
I drank the whole thing. It was so bad.
This is what caffeine does to you. It makes you hurt yourself for it. It's a drug. I'm convinced.
It might be a drug, Connor. I don't know. So I drank the whole miserable thing, caramel and all. It was so bad. And literally for the rest of the day, I had the worst stomach ache.
Oh my
like
gosh,
it literally had residual effects on me. It was so bad.
I have personally tried to start drinking black coffee one time. I think I was in the 10th or 9th grade of high school.
Uh-huh. The perfect age.
And we were doing senior saints. And, you know, they have those giant things of black coffee and decaf coffee. And I was hanging out with my friend James. I was like, dude, I think we need to try us some coffee. So I poured it into a cup. On those, oh my goodness, Nathan, it was horrible.
Connie, you don't got the flavor for it, man. You got to work your way in there. You can't just dump straight into the deep end.
I took two sips, dumped it out, and felt sick for the rest of the day.
Okay, to be fair, it may not have been very good quality coffee, but it probably wouldn't have mattered that much.
That's probably true.
This is
but
what
here's
you
my
do.
Thing
okay.
when people... No, listen. I'm
okay,
very...
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm talking now.
If a drink is good, you shouldn't learn to have to like it. Okay, that's where I'm at with it's like, well, no, you just have to drink it enough, and then eventually
Connor,
your taste buds
it's called an acquired taste, man.
I like lemonade. I did not have to grow to liking lemonade. I like water. All right, I didn't have to one day be like,
I had to struggle my way through
some water.
Okay. See,
it'd be like Nathan, dude, rock and rye. I know you might not enjoy it right now.
Isn't that
it's
a kind of Faygo
taste? Yeah, it is.
I love rock and rye, man. You lost me on this one.
I don't know what's a drink. What's a drink? You don't
LaCroix. LaCroix is disgusting.
Okay, LaCroix is gross, but people say that LaCroix is an acquired taste. You know what?
That one.
I've tried two cans, and it's the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my entire life.
I can be on your team on that one. I can agree.
That's why I don't believe in acquired taste. You know,
okay,
I drink
Connor.
I should like the things I drink, like Prime.
You drink Prime,
dude. It slaps so hard.
Does it actually? I've never had it.
Oh my! How they finally have it now. Stuff? They sell it at the Market House now. It's like going out everywhere.
Is it in those like discount bins? Probably not.
No, it's like on the shelf. It was like $2.50 for a bottle. It's kind of expensive.
Oh my gosh.
I can get it for $2 though at Kroger, so you know I stock up every.
Oh, so you're basically rolling in it. Isn't that like basically Jake Paul's sweat? Like, am I missing something?
So it has the most electrolytes of any drink, but it's just stuffed with a lot of potassium.
Did you see the same MatPat video that I did?
Yeah, yeah. That's like no sodium in it at all, and that's why it tastes so good. But it,
yeah.
Honestly,
it's
if you drink
great
it, it kind of tastes
to replenish.
It tastes like a banana, kind of. But it's like a good, you know, if you're just
like a good banana.
If you're just sitting around and you want something to drink, it's better than taste wise. I find it better than Gatorade, but it's I wouldn't say it's a sports drink.
See, now some people may say that Prime is an acquired taste, Connor. Okay, so
they might. And you know what? They can have that opinion. But you know,
the real moral of the story is you got to sometimes
you just
got to
find what you love, and
you got to put some work in.
No,
till you appreciate
that's
something.
You just got to find what you love. You know, Steve Jobs.
Connor,
I just did a rhetorical analysis on Steve Jobs' commencement speech at Harvard on finding what you love,
and it's not coffee.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but Connor, let me bring it home for a second. Okay, have you ever met someone who is just like, don't really like them, but then you gave it some time, you put some effort in. Don't say it's me. I see that look on your face. Okay. Don't say little six-year-old Connor was like, this guy's a pleb. No, but you put some time into the relationship, all right? Mm-hmm, and, you start to appreciate that person. Well, that's sort of like an acquired taste, Connor. It's just someone you got to grow to appreciate. You got to see them for who they are, love all their little quirks and
faults. Shouldn't you just love them from the start?
Well, that's what you'd think, Connor, but sometimes people take a drink of imagine if I had a friend named Coffee, for example.
Okay.
And sometimes you take a toss of a coffee, and it seems a little bitter. But, you realize that he's got some stuff going on, too, and you just got to learn to love him for who he is. And
you know,
he
I get
be.
That. But at the end of the day, shouldn't we be with who we just love from the get-go?
I don't think that's a great moral, Connor. I don't think we've ever advertised our podcast for its great morals, but I would like to not have to advertise it for its bad ones. Like, I don't want to... definitely doesn't have, adult advisory thing, all right? It's a clean ship we run around here, but I don't want to have to put a little tag that says troubling and disturbing ideas may be discussed within... Your children will learn bad lessons if they listen to this podcast.
Well, black coffee. Love it, don't. That's your choice.
That's your choice. Here at CNN, you know what? We shouldn't even try to make a statement about anything, probably.
Not yet. You know, someday when we're a big... national corporation, and we have our own TV channel.
I thought you were
going
to say someday when we're adults. You know, the other day, my friend was like, "You're an adult," and my knee jerk response was, "Nuh-uh." Which is possibly the least adult thing that I could possibly have done.
Yeah.
Anyway, aren't you glad I unwittingly pulled you into an episode of the podcast, Connor?
Yeah, you know, it was fun. It's been a minute.
We didn't say it because you didn't even know that we were starting. Yeah, it has been a minute. And hopefully...
I used to say that every time.
Literally every time. Hopefully going forward, we'll be able to get back at you with a lot more consistently. See, I'm going to say hopefully because the proof is in the pudding, as we've seen. And you shouldn't listen to a thing we say until we do it, but
here's the thing. I put a lot of the blame on Nathan.
I appreciate that.
Here's the thing. I am available every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday night from like
Connor, you realize you're just broadcasting the fact that you have no social life.
You know what? That's okay.
Doesn't matter. Actually, what Fridays, time I'm of busy. The day is. Okay. Saturday is party, party, party.
Exactly. Sunday I do homework because it's usually due that night. Anyways.
That's fair. All right, we're gonna do our best here, and hopefully we're gonna have Faith on at some point when she's got time. We're just gonna do what we can, and
we're gonna
try
our best because at the end of the day, that's all you can really do.
That's all you can do. But I can say definitively, Connor, that it's been fun. It's been a good run. Mm-hmm, by which I mean this specific episode, not the podcast as a whole, which has also been a good run. All right, so I think that's going to be it for this time, Connor.
It's gonna end it off, I guess.
Shoot, bro, I don't even remember what we do at the end of the episode now. I think someone says something about plants or like growing, and then no one could hear you, Faith. We have Faith joining us on the bench through a Zoom call. I'll add it in. Oh, that sounds really hard. I'll mimic you saying that's how we grow, and then put that in. But it'll sound like you. So yeah, make sure to share this podcast. It's reblooming is what it's doing.
Share it with your friends because
share it with your friends, share it with your family,
word of mouth
with your greatest enemies. It's
kind of the best way for us to expand.
Good choice of words,
listener base. We don't have finances to just throw up ads everywhere, so
we don't have that.
Be a pal, help us,
big pal.
What's
you know? I think this is why we have Faith say that, so we don't have to go into this long spiel. I think
yeah, I was trying to come up with another word for like expand or grow, but
God, you said it, Connor. All right, so
If you could help us propel our way to the top of the charts.
To a better future for podcasts.
Yes. Yes, because we are the best.
Okay, we gotta put this to bed, Connor.
All right, it's been the C.
And then...
podcast. Nathan's gone. He just left the party. I blame my poor internet connection. Whoa-oh-oh. Add some background. Whoa-oh-ohs. Oh, wait. I can kind of... Yeah, he's back. Back again. No, it happened again. Nathan left me. My feelings are so hurt. Oh, I feel like I must keep talking to fill the empty void, which is this. But then, you know, you find out later that the content that you make can be used against you, and it's kind of a scary thing. Oh, look, Nathan left. What a jerk. It's just always leaving me by myself on this podcast. The joys of someday being in a house with actual internet where I don't need to use hotspots. Where did he go? I can't hear or see Nathan no more. It was working so well. But then he left. Oh no, I can't hear Nathan anymore. We were just coming to the climax of our amazing camping story. Oh, I really have to pee. I'll leave him a message so he knows. I need. But we're at like an hour now. Oh, Nathan left. You know, I was just trying to share a funny story before we ended off. The reboot episode. The repilot. Ooh, that should be the title. Repilot. Episode 1? Question mark. Man, I really, really, really need to use the... Nathan left the freaking... I gotta pee, man. I gotta freaking pee. I really, really need to use the bathroom.